Pat Metheny's composition, Same River. That's a track on the guitarist's latest album, From This Place, featuring pianist Gwillem Simcock, bassist Linda Mahon O, and drummer Antonio Sanchez, backed by the Hollywood Symphony Orchestra. This is Metheny's first album of new material in about 6 years. Welcome to Jazz in the New Millennium, where we showcase the artists who are keeping this great music alive and passing it forward in the 21st century. In the current season, we are focusing on great jazz guitarists. I'm your host, Rick Mitchell, and today we are featuring the music of guitarist, composer, and bandleader, Pat Metheny. Pat Metheny was born 65 years ago in Lee's Summit, Missouri. His father and grandfather were trumpet players with a fondness for swing-era instrumentalists such as Glenn Miller. His older brother Mike also played jazz trumpet and introduced him to the music of Miles Davis. But young Pat was more interested in the Beatles, whom he saw on TV in 1964. He bought his first guitar at the age of 12 and soon discovered Wes Montgomery. He cites the Beatles, Miles, and Wes as his most important formative influences. When he was 15, Pat won a scholarship from Downbeat magazine to attend a jazz camp run by guitarist Attila Zoller, who took him to New York to see Jim Hall, who became his second major influence on the guitar. He accepted a scholarship to attend the University of Miami, where he was almost immediately offered a position as the electric guitar instructor. This led to a teaching job at the Berklee College of Music in Boston, which was just emerging as the leading collegiate jazz program in the country. In 1974, Metheny made his recording debut at the age of 19 with the Gary Burton Quintet on the ECM label. His own ECM debut, Bright Size Life, came out in 1976 and featured Jaco Pastorius, whom he had met at the University of Miami, on electric bass, and Bob Moses from Burton's band on drums. This is the title track. Check out Jaco. Thank you.
Thank you.
1981 album As Falls Wichita, So Falls Wichita Falls. That was a composition by Pat Metheny and Lyle Mays called Ozark. Metheny on electric and acoustic guitars, Mays on piano and keyboards, with Nana Vasconcelos on Brazilian percussion. Mays, who was a mainstay of the Pat Metheny group from 1977 to 2005, passed away in February 2020 after a long illness. Throughout the late 70s and 1980s, Metheny was the rare jazz artist who commanded both critical respect and commercial acclaim, due in large part to his mellow, muted tone and melodic invention. His 1979 album, American Garage, hit number one on the jazz chart and crossed over to the pop chart. His first two albums for the Geffen label, 1987's Still Life Talking and 1989's Letter from Home, both sold more than 500,000 copies to be certified gold. Not a huge number for a pop album at the time, but far beyond the customary range for a jazz release. Yet Metheny also continued to take artistic chances. In 1986, he teamed up with the free jazz legend Ornette Coleman, another of his early influences, for the album Song X. This is Coleman's composition, Word from Bird, which did not appear on the original release, but was included on the 2005 special edition reissue. Ornette on alto sax, Metheny on guitar, Charlie Hayden on bass, Jack DeJohnette on drums, and DiNardo Coleman on percussion. I'm Rick Mitchell, and you are jamming with jazz in the new millennium. Thank you.
Thank you.
On guitar, demonstrating his debt to Wes Montgomery on a tune called The Girls Next Door. From the 1995 album We Live Here by the Pat Metheny Group, with Lyle Mays on keyboards, Steve Rodby on bass, Paul Wertico on drums, Mark Ledford on trumpet, and Louis Conti on percussion. Prior to that, we heard Metheny and John Scofield shredding on Sco's tune Everybody's Party from their album I Could See Your House From Here, released on Blue Note in 1994. Metheny and Scofield on guitars, Steve Swallow on bass, and Bill Stewart on drums. With his own band, Metheny's compositions often employed layers of electric and acoustic instrumentation, including Metheny's own guitar synthesizers and digital effects, underpinned by subtly insistent Brazilian and Latin-inflected rhythms. His melodies sometimes recall traditional American folk songs, foreshadowing the 21st century fusion of jazz and country influences. But his side projects and occasional sideman gigs typically serve to reestablish his jazz purist bona fides. From the 1999 album Jim Hall, Pat Metheny, an album of guitar duets with one of his guiding inspirations, let's listen to Steve Swallow's composition, Falling Grace. Jim Hall, who, while working primarily in bands led by others, established himself as one of the greatest guitarists in jazz history, passed away in 2013. The program is Jazz in the New Millennium. I'm Rick Mitchell.
Thank you. Thank you.
From the album Kin by the Pat Metheny Unity Group, that was a tune called We Go On. That's about how it feels these days. Pat Metheny on guitar and synthesizers, Chris Potter on tenor sax, Giulio Carmassi on keyboards and assorted other instruments, Ben Williams on bass, Antonio Sanchez on drums. The album came out in 2014. We also heard Metheny blowing through the changes on his composition, Let's Move, with Sanchez on drums and Christian McBride on bass from the 2008 album, Day Trip. Over the past 45 years, Metheny has released 50 albums as a leader or co-leader, collecting 20 Grammy Awards in 10 different categories along the way. Since disbanding his long-running Pat Metheny group about 15 years ago, Metheny has focused on working with younger musicians he feels a kinship with. From my earliest days in Kansas City, I really benefited from older players giving me a platform to develop my thing through the wisdom of their experience, he said in a recent interview. His current band includes Welsh pianist Willem Simcock, Chinese-Australian bassist Linda May Han Oh, and Mexican-American drummer Antonio Sanchez. Let's listen to this band backed by the Hollywood Symphony Orchestra, conducted by Joel McNeely, on the album From This Place, released this year. This one is called The Past in Us. Gregoire Murray on harmonica, Pat Metheny on guitar. Jazz in the New Millennium is brought to you through the African American Public Radio Consortium, NPR Distribution, and the Public Radio Satellite System. The show is produced at the studios of KBOO-FM in Portland with engineer Matthew Clark. I'm Rick Mitchell. To contact me and for information on my book, Jazz in the New Millennium, please visit my website, www.rickmitchell.us. Thanks for listening, and please remember to say peace.